Warp Pipe Wednesday.
Well, all right, all right. Welcome back, everyone, to Warp Pipe Wednesday. I'm Russ Lyman.
I am NES Addict.
That's right. It is... when does this air now? I don't even remember. After Christmas?
Is this after? Are we post-Christmas already?
I have to double-check on the calendar because how we're recording this. Yes, this will be the 27th.
Well, Merry Christmas, you filthy animals. I hope Santa Claus brought you what you deserved.
That's right. Hopefully you had some rest and relaxation on the holiday, had some good food, maybe didn't hear too many, family members fighting with each other.
About politics and religion.
Right, right. Leave it out. Just talk about video games, because that's easy.
That's, you know, smooth sailing. And hopefully your kids got a... that one special gift they requested for Christmas.
That's true. We did go tonight while we're recording this. We went up to Mystic and they actually had the fire department come by through the neighborhood. So they had an ambulance, fire truck, another ambulance. And then the last fire truck had like Christmas lights all over it. And then Santa Claus was inside there.
Doesn't he realize that Christmas is like less than 10 days away? He's got some work to do.
He's like, I got time to mess around and drive around here and all this. So Gwen got to see Santa there. I did get some like video, which will be in my holiday special that I have to edit still. But here's a good photo of Gwen seeing Santa Claus in the fire truck.
Is.
So it was pretty cool.
Did you scream out, I know him?
Well, I was like, oh, wow. Like when it came by, I was like all excited. And then it was pouring rain out, unfortunately. So I think usually he rides outside of the fire truck, but due to the rain, he had to stay inside. But we did walk up to the truck and Gwen got to see him, but she did cry a little bit. Here's a little video. Let's see if we'll have some audio. He goes, Merry Christmas. And can I put
I can see like a fire truck with lights all around it. Merry. Yep, I heard him. I know that voice.
So that was pretty cool. Something festive to do. And we've been trying to keep our festivities going, you know, watching either Christmas movies or doing fun events like that.
Yeah, let's see. We usually go to a parade at least one a year, but the way the rain came this year, it got pushed back and then it got pushed back again. So it just didn't fit our schedules this year. So we didn't get to any parades. Tonight we did ride around and look at Christmas lights in a couple different neighborhoods. Actually took the kids to buy ice cream. The only person to drop the ice cream in the car was the adult right here.
I like how you're from the South. You're like, let's get some ice cream and see Christmas. Like, we're over here. We're like, hot chocolate. Like, it's freezing out.
Yeah. I mean, like, it's probably in like the 40s right now. So it's not too cold. We just thought it'd be fun. So we drove around, looked at some lights. We're going to do some more of that Wednesday, I think, because my wife has Wednesday and Thursday off. And does she have Friday off? I can't remember exactly what her schedule is this week. It's a little weird. But, so anyway, but guess how I started my day out, Russ? I'm totally changing the subject here. Okay. I'm going from Christmas to something completely different.
Playing guitar. I don't know.
No, that would have been awesome. I was taking a shower.
Okay. Everyone picture this.
Yeah. Here, get a mental image.
This one's for you, Nintendo.
That's right. Yeah. Steamy hot shower, you know? I bent over at the waist to get some shampoo and ow, suddenly a sharp pain in my lower back and dropped to my knees. It's getting graphic here. I don't know what I did, but I threw my back out.
Just showering.
It seems so simple.
Right. You're playing football and this and that. Nothing happened. You're showering. You bend over.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I've done it 1,000 times. I don't know what was different about my body mechanics.
Yeah.
But the rest of the day I've been bending at the knees to pick anything up.
Well, I say related to this, funny enough, I just ordered a What would you call it? My elbow's been killing me, so I ordered like one of those like braces that like applies pressure.
Yeah.
First, I'm gonna see if that helps, because I'm like, there's no way it's gonna like heal, because every day I at work, like I have to like lift something or move something, and I'm constantly moving my arm. Like the only way it's gonna heal if I'm just sitting there with my arm out. So I'm like, I need to get, I don't know, something on it to see if it helps.
Yeah, I have something going on right here too on this arm. So I actually have stopped lifting weights for about 4 months to try to let it heal up a little bit.
Right.
Finally, it's starting to feel a bit better. But so that happened. And then I went downstairs to tell my wife about it. And she's like, you know, my back's been hurting. And by the end of the night, she's like, Jay, I've done something to my back too. And it's like, out of the 13 years we've known each other, we've never had back issues, and on the same day they both start. I'm like,
Jesus,
what the heck?
You gotta get the get that heat pad out and lay
something
on that.
Man, I don't know.
Some getting icy old. Hot. That's it. 1 year older.
Yeah.
So are your kids on like vacation? Right, they get their winter break.
So they go tomorrow, which is what's today? So today we're filming this the 17th. So they go tomorrow and Tuesday. They have a half day, so they got a day and a half left.
Nice.
So I doubt they'll be doing a whole lot. And I'm going to be working full day tomorrow. I'm going to take a half day Tuesday, and then I'll work full day Wednesday, Thursday, and then Friday we're going to roll out to Ohio.
Nice. Yeah, it's always remembering, you know, back in the day, you like got your winter break coming up, and maybe the teacher wheels out the old cart with the TV.
Yep, because nobody wants to do nothing.
It puts on some cool Christmas movie.
That's it. That's what you're all, man, fingers. You love seeing that big cart with that TV on it, the big CRT.
You're like, please, I just want to do that. Read my Nintendo Power in class, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe like write some notes to Santa or something, like a writing assignment where you write Santa Claus a letter, you know, something fun.
Right.
Here's a crossword puzzle to find Christmas words. You know, they always give you some like goofy stuff back
then.
That's
right. Yeah, I remember those.
Yeah, the day before Christmas break was like a freebie, pretty much. Like you knew the teachers didn't feel like doing nothing, and neither did you.
Right. You're like, why are we even here? Like,
right.
Just let us start our vacation now.
So, all right. So I got to tell you a story. I'm going to get a sip of water, and I'm going to tell you a story, Russ.
Okay. I'll take a sip of my iced tea here.
There you go. So when I was in sixth grade, growing up, I had like irrational fears of getting kidnapped. And this lasted for a while. I think it was from watching too much Unsolved Mysteries with my mother. As I've stated before, strangers and aliens were the two biggest fears of my life. Probably still are to this day. So I was in sixth grade. I was friends with this guy named Jason Blackwell. Shout out to Jason Blackwell. And Jason and I were talking, and I think like a week prior, me and my friend TJ had been playing street hockey at the church parking lot across the street from the house I grew up in. And this van pulled up in the church parking lot, this creepy looking, you know, it looked like your stereotypical predator van, like a brown van from like the 70s. It just like... It just, you know,
picture this, the typical predator van.
Yeah, typical predator van. If you drive a brown van from the 70s, you're probably a predator. And if you're not, I'm sorry.
Yeah, there's Jeffrey Dahmer glasses on.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, hey, just come watch some TV with me, all right? Yeah. So anyway, like the whole time me and my friend are playing hockey, like this van just sits there and it's like kind of creeping us out. So like my friend TJ, he was kind of a badass, and he starts shaking his hockey stick at this van. He's like, we know you're watching us, you know? And like the van leaves like pretty soon after TJ starts shouting at him.
Okay.
So that was weird, right? So I'm telling my friend Jason Blackwell about this story. And he's like, dude, I can get you some mace to use as protection. I don't know where he got it from. I don't know if he stole it from the store or his mom. Who knows where he is.
Right.
So he brings the mace to school.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so where this fits in with Christmas was, this was the day before Christmas break.
Okay.
So I can't, it was either the day before or there was 2 days prior. I can't remember.
It's close to the end.
It's really close. It's either tomorrow we're out of school, or we have to go back tomorrow and then we're out of school. So we're in art class, and I don't know what pepper spray is. I think it's only affects your eyes. You know, as long as I don't spray it in someone's eyes, we're good, right?
Right, right.
So I pull up the pepper spray, and who knows why I thought this was a great idea. I spray a little on the floor, like a little press. Well, moments later, everybody on the back row starts coughing. It's pepper spray, you know, so it's like affecting their respiratory systems. And stupid me goes up to the art teacher, and I said, "Hey, I just sprayed pepper spray on the floor, and I think I'm killing everyone." I think those were my words. These are the words of a sixth grader, okay? Like, I don't know what I'm doing.
Like, I'm going to get arrested if I don't tell.
Well, you know, I was just trying to be honest, because, like, right. I didn't know what my, and I think it was my friend Stephen Garner who was having these respiratory issues. I'm dropping all kind of names, kids here in the South. And so she's like, "Go to the principal's office." So I remember I walk out, and they called the art room a potato house. I don't know if like they literally used to store potatoes in there. This school was old. It was Gray Court Owens for anyone in the upstate that knows where that is in Lawrence County. And I walk out, I look at the pepper spray. Oh, you know, it was mace is what I called it. I was like, I sprayed mace on the floor. I knew a pepper spray wasn't the word. It was something generic, mace. And I took the mace, and I threw it in the trash can, like, cause I was mad like that this was happening. And I walk down and I see the principal. And for like the first time ever, it was like this new principal. And it wasn't this principal that I've known my whole life and like went to my church. If it was Miss Ramey or Ramsey, I probably would have got out of trouble.
Right.
Because she would have probably been like, "Oh, Jay, I know you. This is fine." But it was this new principal. So she suspends me for 2 days right before Christmas break. So my Christmas break started early.
So it worked out in your favor, kind of.
It did and it didn't. So I was the kind of kid that was like, I always wanted to please my parents, you know?
Right.
So like, I took it really hard. And like, my dad was a Baptist minister. So like, he was actually very calm and collective, but still let me know that he was like, not happy about the situation.
Right.
And, so the first thing he does, and this is 1992, so I just got my Super Nintendo like a month prior. So the first thing he does when we get home, he takes my Super Nintendo and puts it in his drawer in his bedroom. And I was like, "No, like I have 2 days before Christmas break and I don't even have my Super Nintendo." And so I'm like, I just like sit in my room in the dark, like with the lights off, like hours, just feeling like emotionally like,
you're like, "I could have killed those kids at school."
Like, I just felt like a terrible human being, right? Like, I'm just like self-deprecating, and I'm like, "Oh God, what have I done? I'm turning to a life of crime," you know? Like, and so my mom gets home, and I remember my dad's like, "You're never gonna guess what your son did today. He did the old your son, you know, not my son, but your son." And so anyway, it was a rough couple of days. Finally, you know, they treated me pretty normal pretty quickly after, and they didn't like harass me about it too bad, but I kind of carried that weight for a while. And I remember one night my mom and dad had went shopping, and they came back and they had this like shopping bag. They had been at the mall, you know, and through the bag I could see a Swiss Army knife box, and I was like, "Oh, you guys got me a Swiss Army knife." And your dad's like, my dad's like, "You think I'm going to get you a Swiss Army knife after what happened at school?" And I was like, "Oh God, maybe not." I ended up getting the knife, but anyway, that was the debacle of Jay getting suspended from school. The only time I'd ever got suspended in my entire life, right before Christmas, because I wanted to spray Harry and Marv in the rape van with mace.
Just, I was waiting for when you said you got mad and threw the mace in the trash, like it would explode and like come out even more and like affect like more kids. Like,
no, I did have to walk back and show the principal what I had, and she was like, "That's a weapon, you know, you can't be here," or whatever. So,
oh, right, right.
But anyway, I know that was a long, drawn out story, but That was my sixth grade. And luckily, Dad did give me back the Super Nintendo, and it was a great Christmas.
Right, because he could have kept it through the whole Christmas
break.
Oh,
man, had he done that, I would have been, like, hurting.
Yeah. Well, I guess on other flip side of the news, most kids are excited about Christmas break coming up. Usually, they don't get in trouble.
Don't take Mace to school, kids.
Don't take Mace to school.
Horrible choice.
Just take maybe a Game Boy. You could sneak a Game Boy in.
Did I just say horrible?
I don't know.
Did I say horrible choice? I think my brain was thinking poor and terrible, and it just combined the words. You guys let horrible. Me know in the comments if I made that weird word up.
Horrible.
Horrible choice.
But then, yeah, having the Christmas break after Christmas was, like, probably the best thing, because then, like you said, you got your Super Nintendo back, so if you got video games for Christmas, you had time to play them, right?
Yeah, and I did. I did get video games, and we're going to talk about that.
Spoiler. In our past episode.
In a past episode. Yeah, if you want to know what video game I got that Christmas, you got to go back and listen to the Saturday episode. We won't tell you in this one.
That's right.
It's called marketing.
There we go. But yeah, Christmas time for sure with the break. And it works out in my favor. I'm working 8 straight days at work, and my schedule changes tomorrow. I work Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. to 12:30 midnight. So we're kind of double, tripling down on the podcast so we can get ahead, because Jay's also going on vacation for a bit. So I work all that, but then I do get Saturday and Sunday off, which will be great. I could relax and all that. We're doing Christmas Eve here at my house, and then I'll be off for Christmas. And then I get my normal days off. So I get Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday off. So I'm going to have like a little 5-day Christmas vacation.
Heck
myself.
Yeah. Christmas vacation.
So I'll definitely be catching up on some video games. I'm close now to beating Axiom Verge, which I picked up on Black Friday. So I'm very close to finishing that, 100% enjoying it. So I'll probably have to pick up the sequel.
There you go.
And then I'm going to dive back into Spider-Man 2 and make some leeway on that. And now I just heard that God of War got some free DLC. So I'm like, do I go back to God of War? I don't know.
I just got to jump back into Metroid Prime.
Yes, yeah, Metroid Prime.
I got to get back into that. So this weekend, we actually hooked up the old TurboGrafx-16 Mini. We were watching some kids, and so we played through a couple games on there. We played Salamander. We played Dracula X, Rondo of Blood, or whatever that PC Engine game was. What else do we play?
I was you were saying that, and I was confused because we were in a group chat with J-Love, and I thought J-Love was posting the picture that she was playing TurboGrafx-16.
No, that was me.
Oh, okay.
That was me. That was me showing off my two Christmas trees. You should have recognized that house, Russ. You've been here plenty of times.
Well, I recognized that part, but then there was like a screenshot that was closer of Dracula X or whatever.
Oh, and yeah. That was all me.
Oh, okay. It's all Jay playing.
And then there's some like ninja game. I don't know, where it's weird. It reminds me of Ninja Gaiden 3, because you can get like three ninjas and they all have swords and they kind of do the same movements when you jump. It's very much like Ninja Gaiden 3. Is it 2? I think that's 2 where you get the shadow ninja.
Is it Ninja Spirit?
Maybe it's Ninja Spirit, yeah.
I didn't play TurboGrafx much growing up, but trying to remember. Yeah, usually any ninja game's good, right? Ninjas are great.
Yeah, so we had fun, you know.
Sweet. Nice. I think that'll wrap it up. It's a good 20-minute banger for Warp Pipe Wednesday.
Yeah.
If you guys want longer content, tune into the full podcast episodes every Saturday for the weekly Warp Pipe. You could call into the show and leave us a message. Our phone number is 949-682-9277. 949-682-WARP. Leave a voicemail. We enjoy hearing some feedback.
That's right.
Quick shout out. We got our Patreon supporters, Dan and Nicole's Treasures Untold, Joe Sheevy, Trace Livinggood, Samantha Chang, Rodney Torres, and Retroholic 16 coming in clutch for the Patreon top tier supporters. You can support the show over on my Patreon, patreon.com/RussLyman. It's a whole bunch of tiers there. You get behind the scenes stuff. I mail you some stickers, some weekly Warp Pipe stickers. some fun stuff. If you guys want to sign up,
send you a free bottle of mace with every purchase.
Warp pipe mace coming soon to the online store. Imagine that. Can you even ship that? I have so many issues at the post office. Who knows? Cool, guys. We appreciate you guys listening and hanging out with us, and hope you enjoy the rest of your week. As always, I'm Russ Lyman. Keep your world fun bit by bit.